We lead local talk, live and local with Monica J.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Yeah. Monday morning, it's the start of a new week. Don't say manic Monday. You don't know what's going to be. That's for those people who have negative attitudes. You go into it positive. Look at the blue sky out there. It's gorgeous today. Beautiful sunshine. As you can sit back and look at the weekend and just wonder what the hell happened overnight. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I want to know what's on your mind today and what you're going through, what you're thinking about. I love all of this BS coming out with Gavin Newsom and Sisolak. This is nothing new when it comes to them going to parties, having parties, not wearing face masks, being in large groups. It's all a bunch of bull squat. Because that is just the Democrat attitude. That is do as I say, not as I do. Just like Dr. Fauci basically coming out and saying it's time for us to sit down and shut up and do what we're told. This whole COVID garbage is about control. They don't have the numbers. The numbers are proven. They are not there for this to be a pandemic, for it to be even an epidemic. But people don't search out things for themselves. People don't go and say, you know, maybe I should go to the CDC's website and find out what they're saying. And I hate saying this, but ignorance is a choice. It is a choice. It is a choice to turn off mainstream media and go find things out for yourself. Go find Lou Dobbs with him talking with Sidney Powell. Go find General McInerney doing an interview with David Janda, Dr. Janda, on his YouTube channel, Operation Freedom. This isn't all about Alex Jones and all those others out there. Steve Bannon. I particularly don't like to watch Steve Bannon. He has so much controversy around him. I like to go to other military sources. But guess what? They're still all saying the same thing. So it doesn't matter who you're getting it from, unless you're getting it from lamestream media. And I'll get into that in just a second. I was so ready to start this show positive and just, you know, woohoo, it's Monday. It's another week. We're getting closer to Thanksgiving, being with family. Governor now saying you can't have more than 10 people at your Thanksgiving dinner. Well, guess what? To hell with you. We'll call it a funeral for my turkey. We're having a, you know, because you can have like up to what, 20, 30 people for a funeral? Yeah. The passing of my pet turkey. So we can all get together. I'm sorry, but you have no right to tell anybody what they can or cannot do in their own home if it is not hurting anybody. I mean, yeah, you got a meth lab in your home? Bust down the door. But for me, having a peaceful meal with my family and celebrating life, I so want to use the F word right now, but I won't. Get worked up. Be a lady. You know, to hell with you. How dare you? How dare you? You got people out there beating children, beating their wives, beating their husbands. It goes both ways. You have people out there who are holding literally elderly family members captive, spending their money, keeping them silenced. The abuse that has been multiplied, the suicides that have been multiplied, all in the name of COVID. The biggest crime against humanity that has been perpetrated on all of us. And it makes me sick, the people that not only buy into it, but that propagate it, that push it. That's not even what I wanted to go through a day without talking about COVID. But can't do it. There is so much propaganda out there that everybody, men, women, children, we've all been hypnotized. But you have to have the strength to get out of it, to walk away from it. Hence today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Awesome. Thank you so much for having us there last Thursday. It was so nice to be out there seeing just amazing, amazing people coming out and even not knowing what the future holds, not knowing what is the next, you know, horror story around the country that they're going to perpetrate on us, which I kind of have an idea, but I'll share that with you in a moment. Seeing all those people come out and bring out food and bring out money and bring out just joy, love. Love for your neighbors, love and respect for people you don't even know. And I can't tell you how much that fills my heart. I just have to grin from ear to ear. That we really are blessed to live in the most amazing country in the world. Yet it seems like all people want to do is destroy it. Do you think people are going to make donations like that when we're all just beaten down to the same level, living off of government handouts? Oh, I'm sorry. Guaranteed income. Please. Oh, I'm sorry. Poll question. Got a little sidetracked there. Okay, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Appreciate them so much. Could you unplug and walk away from your electronic devices? I mean everything. Your cell phone, my cell phone's beeping in the background, AJ's texting me. Your computer, your laptop, your all those garbage listening devices in your home, your Alexa, your Echo. What do you think? I'm not saying, you know, a month or anything like that. Except for work, could you unplug for 48 hours? So far, 93 and almost 94% are saying yes. So that means 6% are saying, hell no, I'd have to associate with people again. I'd have to actually talk to people. Try to make the answers what you would actually say. Yesterday's poll question, I'm sorry, Friday's poll question, thank you for participating. Despite the Reno mayor and governor of Nevada and their COVID restrictions, should city, county, and state meetings be reopened to the public to attend in person? 4% of those participating said no. 96% said yes. They never should have been closed in the first place. Never should have been closed in the first place. Okay. So here's what got me started this morning. If you showed up at the rally on Saturday that was brought to us by Jim Groth and his family, wanted to get out there, they want a true vote. He's just a guy. He's just a businessman. That's it. He's not a politician. He's not a radio personality. He's not, you know, he's an American. He is an American, and he is ticked off by what is going on. But for all of you who came out and waved the American flag, waved the Trump flag, there's only about 200 people there. At least that's what, you know, the media is saying. But here I am. I want to be positive. And then I wake up to this garbage story this morning. QAnon supporters, paramilitary groups promise fight over election at pro-Trump rally near Nevada's capital. I'm not even going to give this entity that we pay for. I'm not even going to give them any credit for it. I didn't even get any love. Didn't even get any love from this article for 99.1 or 92.3. No, they just labeled me radio-based right-wing radio personality. Yeah, right-wing. Fighting for the Constitution and the freedoms of this country. That makes you right-wing. So at least they got what I said right. That Joe Biden is not your president-elect. Without providing any evidence. So this dumb donkey, you know what I really want to say, but FCC rules, that wrote this article, I guess doesn't know what the GSA is. That's the General Services Administration. They have not certified this election. States have not certified their counts because of Michigan, because of Pennsylvania, because it's in the courts, you know, that whole legal route. So what more proof do you need that since the General Services Administration has not, and they're the ones who call the election, since they have not designated creepy, sleepy, incredibly Joe Biden as president-elect, what more evidence do you need? What more evidence do you need than the actual video of MSNBC and CNN taking votes away from candidates and giving the exact same number to another? Once again, media propaganda being thrown in your face to manipulate your thoughts. I have to take a quick break so I can take a breath, because I don't like being worked up doing this show. This is about all of us working together for a better community, for a better city, county, state, country. And all of these evil people out there, it's just what they are. They're evil. Trying to destroy what this country could be. Because we've fallen so far back from what the founding fathers wanted for us. You know, those principles, those freedoms that they died for and lost everything for. That we, over the last 100 years, have just let those that we elect into office strip away from us. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The domestic terrorists are all around us. And they just keep working it. We'll be back right after this. See how I calmed down there just for a minute? We'll be back right after this. Your live and local FM talk show. Phone lines are open. Talk and text at 884-9910. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And in just moments, we'll hear from the attorney that is working on all of this to get the information out, all of the claims, whatever you want to call it, the evidence. What'd she say the other day? Release the Kraken. Absolutely love that. Let's go to the talk and text lines first here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and check in with Derek this morning. Hi, Derek. Thanks for calling into the program.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, the deep state, I think I figured out who that is. It's the ADL, the JDL, B'nai B'rith, this Khazarian mafia. In other words, the Zionists. Hello?
Well, I mean, that's been thrown around for hundreds of years. I mean, the legacy goes back if people follow bloodlines and all of that stuff. But, you know, it's more than just that. It's the people who are paid off. That's the deep state. That's the Nancy Pelosi.
It's the Shabbos Goy, the collaborators with the satanic group. Called the Zionist Jews.
Yeah, but Derek, that's too much for people to, you know, you start, it's more than just people who are Jewish. It's evil people. So I can't attack one religion of people. Derek, thank you so much. But it's, you know, thank you for the call. But this is not about one religion of people. This is about people who are destroying this country for a purpose that relies and revolves around one thing and one thing only. And that is control. Control of everything you do. Control of everything you see, hear, read, the money that you have. How you were able to spend it. That's why we are seeing so much go forward of how we're going to be on a digital currency. The path is already going there. And that is why I actually asked today's poll question. Could you actually shut down? Could you turn it all off? Except for work. I know you got to work. But everything else. Could you turn it off for 48 hours? You're addicted. They have you addicted. This is worse than crack. The the TVs, the music, the movie, the subliminal, the and not even subliminal anymore. The flat out messages that are in the music. You know, this WAP song. I mean, please. They have us. But do you have what it takes to shut them down? Because the addictions that we have with everything, we can't stop it. Digital currency is coming, whether we like it or not. The digital tracking, it's already out there. We opened the door a long time ago. Even my husband reminds me every day, because we will not have, you know, Lucy or Alexa or whatever, you know, their names are now. Always women. So it makes kids feel comfortable. So they can, you know, order things. And somebody was asking me the other day, and it's like, well, you know, it only comes on if I say something. It's like, okay, think about what you just said. It only comes on when you say something. Doesn't that mean it's listening to you, to hear you say something, to hear you say its name? People just don't get it. But he reminds me that here on my phone, which I keep next to me, I've already used Siri. Siri's always on. Everything is always on around us. There is not one move that you make that isn't tracked by your GPS on your phone, your car, your watch now, because everybody, you know, moved over to Apple Watches. They track your heartbeat, how active you are. It's all about control. And money. Money and control. Because that's how they make their money, by controlling you. It's just a game for them. Look the names up. Rothschild, Rockefeller. I mean, it just, the list goes on. And if people think that that's a conspiracy, if people think that that's a right-wing nut job, well, then they're trying to make you feel inferior so you won't go look it up for yourself. Because like I started the show, ignorance is a choice. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
Important point here. Dominion voting machines were in numerous states, numerous counties. There's some sort of software backdoor, not unlike most phones will have a backdoor, but this will actually calculate and tell the person accessing the backdoor what type of voting percentages and what type of numbers are needed to change the win for a certain party, for a certain candidate.
Exactly. They can watch the voting real time. They run a computer algorithm on it as needed to either flip votes, take votes out, or alter the votes to make a candidate win.
So that's different. This is even different. I just really want to be very, very careful here and be very meticulous about this. It's one thing to be able to watch it and decide how much more input you need to change the number. But now you're saying there's an actual way to change the total, the vote tallies within the system?
That's exactly right.
That's a very, very big claim there. I mean, that would be voter fraud defined right there. What's the next step?
It's massive criminal voter fraud writ large across at least 29 states. It could have been happening. Anytime a voting machine was connected to the internet, and we have evidence that many were, it was obviously happening. It's obvious from the algorithm and the statistics that our experts are tracking out for batches of votes and when the curves changed. And it's going to blow the mind of everyone in this country when we get it all together and can explain it with the affidavits and the experts that have come forward.
All right.
They have come forward. They've had computer experts that actually write the programs come out and say, yeah, they can do that. It's the Monica J. Show, dropping some knowledge on you this morning. Just sharing some truth here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, even though the media tries to make, oh, all right, these people are, you know, they have no evidence. They have no evidence. Remember when it was the job of the media to actually go out and search for the truth? No. Now all they do is point out what other people were doing, which I think is incredibly funny, especially this article that was written about all the QAnons and the, you know, the people, all the, they mentioned the Proud Boys, they mentioned the Boogaloos, they, you know, everybody that was at the rally on Saturday is supposedly, you know, right-wing conspiracy theorists and, you know, not Americans who are trying to make sense of everything that is going on. If you saw the people that I did, if you listened to the people that I did, you would understand exactly what's going on with the mail-in voting fraud, people coming up to me constantly, one after the another. I got three ballots. I got two ballots. I got a ballot for my dead husband. He's been gone for 3 years. He's been gone for 7 years. I got one for my wife. She's been gone for 5 years. The evidence is out there, but the media doesn't want you to know. They want you to think it's one or two people. It's not. It changed our election. It manipulated our election. Not only with the electronic voter fraud, but with the mail-in voter fraud as well. And we will continue on. And I'm sorry, I misspoke. The GSA doesn't certify the election. That Congress does that. So that still hasn't even been done yet. But we know how that's going to work out. GSA works with the transition team. Well, the GSA refuses to work with the Biden transition team because he's not the president-elect. But he has to keep telling you that, and he has to, and his team have to manipulate your minds. Again, it's all hypnosis. There is not an office of the president-elect. They just made that up for him. Gave him a little seal, put a little, like, something that looked official together. It's just their BS. 884-9910, the talk and text line. We've got Neil calling in this morning, wants to talk about standing up against the Democrats. Neil, thanks for calling into the program. What are your thoughts?
Hi. We need to, a lot of people need to just stop following the mandates and stand up for our Constitution and do and say what our founding fathers and you and everybody who have the right mind in life, and stop listening to all the Democratic media and listen to real facts and real people who are telling us the truth. And we need to stand up and stop and saying that Joe Biden won. No, he didn't. And we need to realize something. We don't need a North Korea and Russia and China government. We need America government that we founded and we fought it for 200 years of nothing. Yeah. We have 200 years of nothing good in our country. And we're going to have two 100 years of nothing again if we don't stand up for the Democrats and Republicans, mostly the bad Republicans.
You vote your way into communism and you have to fight your way out. Neil, thank you so much. That beautiful thoughts there. And that's true. You know, as I go through a few of my texts here, I disconnected Alexa because I closed anything connected to Google. Good for you. I'm starting that too. Because everything that I have is connected to Gmail, so I'm actually going to buy one of those Reagan.com or Reagan emails because my privacy is worth it. It's worth the money. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Gene this morning. Gene, thanks for calling into the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Monica. What is on my mind? You know, I was reading some of the papers and the pundits attempting to read the tea leaves as far as the outcome of this election, but I think that there was something significant in Montana, who put in a Democratic legislature and governor 2 years ago and completely purged their legislature and their governor and reverted back to Republican control of their state government there in their most recent election 2 weeks ago or a week ago. And I think that is significant barometer for folks who are really watching to see what can happen when you allow elitists to come in and rewrite your energy policy to the extent that they either scare people or the middle class Montanans feel like they're the they're like Scrooge's expendable surplus population, you know, when they come in and have people like Tom Steyer come in with ballot initiatives and try to rewrite their energy policy. And I think in Nevada on question six, you know, I think that with energy costs in California going up faster than the wheels on a slot machine, I think that the specter of that happening to Nevada because what was voted on question six is in the offing. And that was just an opinion that I had and was musing over this morning before I called in.
You know, Gene, you always have such great thoughts. And I appreciate you calling in today because more people have to understand that we have to stop now. We can't wait for another 4 years because they're saying, oh, you know, Trump 2024. It's like, no, we're not going to ever let that get that far. We have to stop what is going on right now and take these elections back to where they're honest.
Yeah, I would concur with that. I just do have some anxiety over this question six here in Nevada. Apparently was underwritten by Tom Steyer out of California.
Yeah.
And there was some editorials written on that in the Douglas Record Courier that really outline what's really happening. And I think that, we do have to take the bull by the horns here fairly soon and try to revert this legislature back to some kind of semblance of balance.
Well, it was actually really good news that I believe it was yesterday, Republicans flipped another House seat in California that was blue. So, you know, I think are waking up, but I think it's too slow.
Mm-hmm. And I also think that, you know, I was talking with a recently translocated Californian the other day, and they were all in for ending energy choice for Nevadans on question six when the respondent who I was talking to said that we're depleting Earth's inner core insulation system that insulates us. So with that kind of thinking moving in so rapidly, it's going to be kind of scary next 20 years for Nevadans who are trying to hold on to their middle-class economic niche, is what I'm saying.
The Earth is so much bigger than all of us put together. We are nothing to it. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it was a scary thing to hear and kind of breathtaking, too, you know, but that's where a lot of these people are. But my kudos to the fine citizens of Montana who reverted their governorship back and their it was warp speed reverting back to the Republican legislature and their new governor there. So my hats off to those folks. I was up there 8 weeks this previous summer just traveling through the northern Rockies up there. So my hat is off to those folks, and that's where the tea leaves should be written. And Mr. Sisolak needs to take note of that, and how fast that if they go this direction, how fast we can revert the whole setup of the legislature and the governor's chair very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what needs to happen here in Nevada before it's too late.
It does, and it's going to be too late to sign that recall petition if anybody's interested in that. That's only got a few more days left. So, Gene, thank you. Great conversation, as always. Thanks. I appreciate your time and your looking out for Nevada by looking at other areas as well. That you can see what's happening here in Nevada if you look outside of Nevada. Frederick, stay on the line. We're going to be back right after this quick break with more of your talk and texts. At 884-9910 on 92.3. That's a lot of numbers. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your show. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, every county we've got here. So just call the talk and text line at 884-9910. And while you're sitting around the computer today, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Okay? 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Could you, and think about this, honestly. I mean, the games you play, the Twitter feeds, the Instagrams that you just always looking at pictures, the animal videos. Could you unplug and walk away from your electronic devices, except for work, of course, for 48 hours? Could you do it? Be honest with yourself. And then that'll show you the addiction that we have. Friday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Despite the Reno mayor and the governor of Nevada's COVID concerns, should city, county, and state meetings be reopened to the public to attend in person? 4% of those participating said no. 96% said yes. They never should have been closed in the first place. Let's go to those talk and text lines and check in with Frederick this morning. Frederick wants to talk about voter fraud. Hi.
Hi, Monica. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for calling. What are your thoughts on voter fraud?
Well, I wanted to let you know I recently volunteered with the Election Integrity Project. And, you know, it's actually been quite satisfying to be getting involved with that and seeing the fraud that this whole mail-in ballot, same-day voter registration, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff has created. So it's, you know, it helps me see it and know it firsthand and know that I'm also maybe helping do something about it and cleaning up those voter rolls at least. So,
and it's in
just wanted to share my experience.
It's in every state, Frederick. You know, I was so disappointed when that article came out that Andrew Yang, he's actually encouraging people to move to Georgia to alter the vote there in their runoff elections. It's like, seriously? Why? That's what the liberals do. They move into red areas to flip those votes. And I think that's exactly what they're doing here in Washoe and in Clark County.
Yeah, could be some of that too, sure.
You know, it's just, it's crazy. We just have to have a better handle on it. So, Frederick, thank you for participating in the Election Integrity Project. You can find out more at EIPNV, is it .org or .com? I can't remember. It's either .org or .com. I think it's .com. But it just, it goes to show. I'm sitting here looking at emails and texts that are coming in just this morning. The people that haven't texted me before, you know, it's very, very frustrating. Very frustrating. What I have is an unopened mail-in ballot. It was addressed to my former roommate. I could have already filled it out, signed it, and mailed it in. Yeah, you could have. And the signature, you know, if you could get something close, because they lowered the standard down to 40%. The harvesters out there, the ballot harvesters. Governor Sisolak couldn't even give us ballot harvesters needed to register with the Secretary of State's office. They just needed to sign, you know, they just needed to sign a little piece of paper that said, you are this person, you are collecting these ballots, blah, blah, blah. No, couldn't even do that. And, oh, by the way, I did receive a text here. I wonder what event Sisolak attended to catch COVID. More than 10 people, I'll bet. I reported this last week from a person who was in attendance. Governor Sisolak had a Halloween party. And there was more than 10 people there. There were more than 50 people there. And guess what? They were told by Sisolak when they came in that they didn't have to wear masks. But again, it doesn't matter. The CDC, if you believe them still on anything, 85% of those who have caught COVID wore masks regularly. The masks don't do squat. It's about control. Mainstream media really has you. It's sad. We'll be back.